Up next on American Restoration.
Today, my brother Ron and I are heading out to the desert. There's supposed to be some old salvage yard with a bunch of great stuff.
Is anybody gonna shoot us out here?
Hey!
Friggin' fire extinguisher. This held a chemical to put out big fires.
The better they look, the more profit we'll make.
What's that?
Holy
that is worth it. Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. Today, my brother Ron and I are heading out to the desert. Based on some kind of tip that he got, apparently there's supposed to be some old salvage yard out there with a bunch of great stuff.
Where are we going? What's the tip?
Well, what I got is just it's a wood building with a tin roof on it.
Yeah, that really narrows it down out here in the middle of the desert. This is a bit risky because we're way out here in the middle of nowhere, and if we don't find anything, we just took two guys out of the shop for nothing.
And trust me, it's out here. Hold on, let's check this out. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
There's a bunch
Holy
of stuff.
This looks good.
How are you?
Good.
See you.
Ron, Billy Joe's friend.
Yep.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm Rick.
Bobby.
A lot of my business is customers bringing jobs to us. But when we go picking and looking for stuff to restore on our own, it's almost always more profitable, assuming that we find something worthwhile.
Is everything for sale?
Everything's for sale for the right price. I have no idea how much stuff I have. It could be 100,000 tons or more, or a little less.
Is anybody going to shoot us out here?
Back in the 1900s, the Southwest was booming. All these new highways were built, and families were jumping in their car to head out towards Las Vegas, the Hoover Dam, and the Grand Canyon.
For tonight, luck. Good luck on getting a beer out of me.
These roads were lined with gas stations and rest stops the whole way. A lot of the salvage yards out here are just filled with reminders of that time period.
Dude, it's fairly complete other than the door.
It's not rusted.
It's nice.
I love gas pumps. They're one of my favorite things to work on. The older, the bigger, the better.
Just keeps on going here. This is badass. It's a friggin' fire extinguisher.
All right.
Vintage fire extinguishers are really cool, and the people that buy them are always willing to spend a little bit more money. This could be an awesome find.
That's cool, huh? This had big, huge wheels here. See,
oh,
these are the
right
axles.
Here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you tilted it back and rolled it in. This thing held a chemical to put out big fires.
The cool thing about that fire extinguisher is it's so extremely different than the ones you see today. It could have been used at the racetrack, an airfield, or even by the military when they were doing the atomic testing.
That's cool.
Very cool. That's something you've never had before.
No.
I've never seen anything like that.
No.
When an item is that unique, I want it.
What's that, right by that trailer? See that right out there?
It looks like the big glass globe on top of it. There's no way that's a pump, is it?
You want to race?
Yeah, you.
I'm first.
Holy
that?
Yeah.
That is worth it.
Yeah.
Don't get cut. Man, that's an old Conoco pump. That's gotta be 20s.
Visible pumps were to allow you to see the gas you were getting. Nowadays, you don't know what's going in there.
You would pump this up, and it'd go all the way to the top, and it'd have numbers in here, and it'd let you know how many gallons you had, and then when you squeezed it in the tank, as it was coming down, it would tell you 1 gallon, okay, so you put 1 gallon in your car, and it'd go all the way down to like 10 gallons.
This trip has the potential to really pay off. I know that I can make that fire extinguisher and that gas pump look amazing.
Find something?
Yeah. Found a little. Okay.
The only way that's gonna happen, though, is if this guy lets it go for the right price.
Now, this thing here looks like it's missing wheels. You don't happen to know where they are, do you?
I don't even have any idea what this thing is.
It's a fire extinguisher.
Oh, really? How about 20 bucks?
Okay. Got it?
Got it.
It's not my job to tell this guy what his stuff's worth. He's looking to get rid of it, and I'm looking to turn it into something profitable. We both win.
Over there, next to the trailer, there was an old gas pump laying down on the ground.
300.
300 for that one.
For that gas pump.
Is that throwing the load?
No. You guys have to load it yourself. Oh.
You got a deal.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I had no problem selling anything that he bought today. As long as he's got the green cash and everything, I'm ready to sell him everything if he wants it.
Yeah. Today went really well. We found some great items. Now the challenge is to get them fixed up, get ready to take to an auction, or sell to a collector. The better they look, the more we'll get.
We're going back to Bob's again.
This is what we got going on here. After we got the pump back to the shop, we realized it's most likely from the 1920s. And a hugely collectible pump from that period is an American Gas. I think it will really show well in an auction, which I hope translates into a ton of high bids. We gotta tear this down, but first, what we need to do is we need to figure out what parts we're missing. And Tyler, I just want you to take notes. Once we find out what's missing, we either gotta go find it, gotta go buy it, or we gotta make it. All right, Tyler, so why don't you start it off with telling me exactly what this pump needs, what is missing?
What isn't it missing?
Tyler is a typical 17-year-old. He talks back, and he's a bit of a smartass. That needs to change.
So I'm gonna push him on taking the lead of finding the parts of this pump,
hoping that a little responsibility will help him grow up a bit.
Sometimes when you got a screw that's been rusting for decades, we have to heat it with the torch to loosen it up. I mean, most of these things have been sitting around rusting longer than I've been alive. So we're gonna heat it up, which will expand the metal and allow us to get it out. If this hits me in the toe, I'm gonna scream. Seriously? All that for this?
Fire extinguishers have been around for a long, long time. This one's not only old, but it's been sitting in the Nevada desert, rotting away for 2 to 3 decades. So Brettley's gonna need to break it down carefully so we can see if there's any chance of this thing working again.
Okay, Bradley, how we doing?
Good.
That came out of it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is the chemical that was in it that got wet and, you know, water's been in it. That's the chemical to put the fire out. This thing, this is compressed air.
Most of the items that we restore here were built in an era when made in the USA meant one thing, made to last. So I wouldn't be surprised one bit if that tank still has pressure in it.
This thing here is the thing that's pressurized. I mean, for all I know, this thing still could be charged. I'm not gonna allow you to press down on that because we could get hurt, you know.
Just shoot up.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna have to have somebody come in, he'll unscrew this or he'll decharge whatever's in there. For all I know, there's nothing in there,
right.
But it's not worth us getting hurt.
Right.
This is a tricky restoration. If that tank still has pressure in it, somebody could get seriously hurt, most likely Brettley. And it's just not worth him losing his front teeth over it. The other day, my brother Ron and I found an old gas pump at a salvage yard. We bought this thing for 300 bucks so it could really pay off. But this thing is really banged up and it's missing a lot of parts. So I'm leaning on Tyler to find as many parts as quickly as possible so we can get this thing to auction.
My dad's been doing this forever and he loves doing these old pumps. So it's completely possible I might find something for the gas pump right here in our boneyard. Got it. Looking through the boneyard, I found a nozzle, but I didn't find a hose, measuring sticks, an inspection plate, price tags, or glass. So all those things are gonna have to be ordered. It's a 1913 Visibles gas pump, and I'm gonna need two sets of the gallon measuring sticks.
Sometimes when we're doing a job on an item like this, we have to resort to ordering parts. So this catalog is from a company who collects authentic parts from all over the country and resells them.
Price mount box showed the customer how much the gas was. It's better than not finding the pieces at all and missing the auction entirely.
So far, the fire extinguisher is going really well. My major concern right now is the canister that Brettley found inside of it when he was tearing it apart. There's a small chance this thing might be pressurized. So before we work on this canister, I gotta make sure it's safe. So I'm gonna call in somebody that works on these things for a living.
Hey, Rick.
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you. Rick called us up to come out and look at a old 1940 wheeled unit fire extinguisher that he wants to restore.
This is the insides of this 1945 fire extinguisher. There was a date on the inside where it was inspected.
Right.
And the last date that it was inspected, which was the first date it was inspected, was 1945.
1945. To me, by looking at this, this is the storage tank for the agent.
Right.
And this here is just a normal cylinder, high-pressure gas cylinder. And by the rating 3A2015, this actually filled up to 2015 PSI.
Holy crap! Okay. I mean, if my guys would have taken that out, that definitely chipped a tooth.
I've always been told better safe than sorry. I'm just glad I listened this time.
So is there a chance this thing's still pressurized?
You know, by looking at it, this here looks like it has some type of little device in there that you would have to puncture to disperse the air into the cylinder.
Right.
And I still see the disc in there, so it's possibly still full.
Wow, that's a good thing we didn't take it apart.
Right.
So is there a chance the thing could get back into service again and get used?
I believe so. What I think I'll do, I'll take this off your hands, see if I can discharge it. If we can get that done and we can get it filled, probably a pretty good chance you can have a working unit.
That'd be awesome.
I'll be in touch with you shortly.
Okay. Thank you very much,
good
Michael.
Seeing you.
Michael's gonna take this thing back and test it out at the shop. Hopefully it comes back ready to use. In the meantime, we need to finish this thing up and line us up a buyer. We've been working on the gas pump that Ron and I found in the desert. All the body work's done, and now it's going into painting. After doing a little more research on the most collectible pumps out there, American gas pumps were either red, white, or blue. We decided to paint this thing a navy blue. While this thing's drying, we're gonna go ahead and polish all the pieces, and then we're gonna try to get it all assembled, assuming Tyler was able to find all the parts. Putting all the pipes together inside, making sure that they're all airtight, so that if a collector wants to use it, it'll totally function again. Earlier we had Michael come take a look at the pressure tank inside the fire extinguisher. Must have been an easy fix because it's already back. We're putting the finishing touches on this fire extinguisher. I have a potential buyer on his way, so I want this thing looking perfect.
I came down to Rick's today to look at an instant firefighter. I might be interested in purchasing it.
Hey, Joel.
Hey, Rick. Oh, man, that is ever so fine. Rick, that is just as cool as you told me it was. Ricky, where'd you find that one?
We found it out in the desert. It's just laying down in a big pile of junk. It's like a 1945 fire extinguisher, and it was in, like, airports and train stations, stuff like that, somewhere it needed a lot of stuff.
I've seen pictures, but, of course, never seen one in the flesh.
Yeah. Literally, the only thing we had was the cylinder in the top and this piece here. There was nothing else with it. The wheels were gone.
Naturally, the hose was gone.
Yeah, the hose was gone. This handle wasn't there, so we ended up making this out of copper tubing, polished all of it, and the top looked nothing like this.
Well, that's the original that came with it?
Yeah, it's all original.
Where did you find the wheels?
Back east, there's an Amish community that actually makes these, and they hand make them. They're pretty cool. We actually loaded this thing up with 300 pounds of baking soda, so I hope Joel's impressed enough to buy it. And if he doesn't, I'll never have a stinky fridge for the rest of my life. We had to test the cylinder.
Oh, okay.
Looks like a little, out of a
that's all
nuclear bomb. So this holds about 800 pounds
of pressure.
Of air pressure, okay.
It's tested up to 2,000 pounds.
Okay.
So when you hit the head down, this punctures this, sends the pressure straight up, and forces the baking soda right out the hose.
Okay. Can you stop it? Like, once you start, does it empty it out?
You're done. It's a big fire. Right. It's not just for your kitchen fire. No, you got 300 pounds in your living room.
So I have to ask you, does it work?
I think it does.
Have y'all had a pre-trial? Have you? So this is new to everybody.
New to everybody.
Okay.
You got your fire hose and you got fire extinguishers. All you need is your fire hat and you're ready to go. So what do you think?
Is the price like a fire sale?
I've done business with Joel before, and believe me, this guy loves to haggle. But I have so many man hours in this, I don't have room for negotiation. I gotta make money on this thing.
You go first.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right. I'm thinking right around $7,000.
You're thinking right around $7,000.
Yeah, I'm thinking $7,000.
Okay, I'm thinking Cowboy must have filled it full of gold for $7,000.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll go, but I'm only gonna go down a couple. So we'll go to 68.
Okay, Rick, 65.
No, Joel, I'm pretty stuck on 68. I mean, 6,800 is the, you know, that's where I need to be.
68?
Yeah.
You have to be 68? Well, then it has to work for 68. Does it work for 68? If it doesn't work, 65, deal?
Okay.
Okay, let's try.
All right. God, you better hope it works.
It does.
I had a feeling he'd want to see this thing work, so I'm having Kyle set up a little bonfire. Fingers crossed. All I know is this thing better work. Otherwise, I'm out $300.
It works great.
It works fantastic.
So we're back to 68.
I gotta admit, it worked perfect. That was an awesome job. Thanks, Rick. 68 it is.
All right. Thanks.
You bet. For $6,800, I think that's a find. You don't see them. They're unique. I'm glad that Rick called me to give me a chance to buy it, and I'm glad I bought it.
We've been working really hard on this gas pump, but if Tyler wasn't able to get all these parts together, we wouldn't have finished in time for the auction. We bought it for $300. We have 40 hours in the thing plus parts. It needs to go for $3,000 in order to break even. But I don't do this to break even. I do this to make money.
I'm the auctioneer here at the Clark County Public Auction, and we're the largest consignment auction in the state of Nevada. We do furniture, tools, antiques, collectibles. We see a lot.
I like it, dude. I think it's cool.
Dumbass. We're here to make money, not spend it.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Here it comes, one of the premier pieces in any man's auction. But look at this as a gas pump. Look at it as a time machine. It's like stepping back into the 1920s.
For the first time, it was better than I had expected. Everything on it was reconditioned. It looked like a new pump.
I'm a little afraid. I've got probably $3,000 in parts and labor in this thing. If I don't get it, it's gonna be one crappy day.
Now it's here to sell. I'm gonna sell it to the highest bidder.
I'm taking this risk because I believe in my work. But because it's an auction, you just never know. You never know.
What do you want to start it at?
Thousands to start.
I got 1,000 to go.
Starting at $1,000? I don't know. This may not be my day.
All right. 1,000 to 2,000 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 to 2,000.
I mean, I got a business to run. I got to make money, and I don't like losing, ever.
1,000 to 2,000 to 2,000 to 3,000 to 3,000 to 4,000 to 4,000 to 5,000 to 5,000. 5,700. 5,700. $6,000. Final call. Sir, for $6,000 in the final roll. Thank you all.
Restoring stuff for customers, when they come in, you see their face, they're excited. Well, today, it's my day, because I restored it, I sold it, now I'm happy.
And then there's some kind of a serpent.
Here you go.
Oh, dude.
You need a serpent in the house.
Oh, my. Call Animal Control. See what you do. $100 on it. $100 on it. $50 where? $50 on it. I got $50. $75. So, $75. You've got it. What's your number? $147. Thank you for coming.
First saw this, immediately. I wanted it. I needed it. It's awesome.
I really want to know what the hell you're going to do this crap.
We're walking out of here with $5,925 and a snake.
This is, I don't know.
Going in my bedroom.
Sometimes I wonder about you.
Stay away from the serpent's head.